All right, and we are now recording. Thank you very much. So for the first round of questions, Krista, I'm going to ask you, how has your life and your family's life changed since March as a result of COVID-19?
So our lives have changed dramatically on a whim, like everybody else's. Everything just that we knew as regular structure, everyday business as it, you know, was just completely changed in a day and without preparation. So I think the most that it changed is that all of our lives were just changed within one day of not having any time to prepare, of, you know, not reporting to work, not reporting to school, all kinds of things. People, you know, saying not to run to the grocery store, you know, everyday things that, you know, maybe we took for granted or maybe we didn't, but that they just came to a halt and that we had to reprogram ourselves to change business as usual.
Yeah. Have you been working through March?
Yeah. So I worked, you know, up and I've not stopped working. I've continued to work out of my home. You know, we were able to report to work and get things that we needed to make ourselves more comfortable wherever that would be. But, you know, it became pretty apparent that the comfort that we had, we would maybe even need to make more comfortable because our kids were also home and other family members in the same house. So spacing, you know, could become an issue where everybody's going to go and be comfortable with what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tommy, how about for you? What are some things that are different this year? Like school or camp? What's changed for you?
Not much has changed, actually.
Yeah.
The only thing, like, really changed was you had to wear a mask. Like, for a lot of people, it was, like, probably hard to, like, not touch a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really it.
So are you in school now in person or are you doing virtual school?
You can do both. I'm doing both.
Okay. And so how is it for you going back into school after having to take some time at home in the spring?
It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you still get to play on the playground?
No. Because I moved into a different school. They had to split the schools in half.
Oh, okay. And what does lunch look like this year? Like, how are you getting your lunch?
We're having lunch.
Well, you're not having lunch. So do you have to go home for lunch?
Yeah. Unless you have YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, do you have YMCA?
We work for the Y, so we're all about the Y.
Yep.
And so, Tommy, I heard that you went to a YMCA camp this summer. What was that experience like?
It was pretty much the same exact thing. I've been there for, like, a couple years now. It's pretty much the exact same thing, except no touching, have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, really hard to wear a mask when it's, like, really hot.
Yeah.
Like, I would, where I sat, there was only one shady spot at the end of the day, and I always had to get it.
Well, did you get it?
Yeah.
Now, did you guys have assigned spots that you had to sit in every day, or was it, like, whoever ran to the shady spot got it?
It was, like, you can sit wherever you want.
Okay. That's good. And did you get to go back and see your friends? Were they the same kids that you went to camp with the other years?
A couple of them I knew, some I didn't. Like, a lot of them I kind of knew, some I didn't. But other than that, not really anything.
And what was your favorite part about camp?
I have a couple favorite parts. Swimming and archery.
Oh, are you a good swimmer?
Yeah.
Miss Julia used to be on the swim team.
Mm-hmm. I'm always like, swimming is the best, but I'm biased.
Makes sense.
That's great. And what was your least favorite part about camp?
This is going to be tough.
There were so many good things.
Yeah, and so many bad things. I have like two things, I think. Okay. It's probably wearing a mask and the fact that you can, and the fact that there's like no air conditioners there.
Oh yeah. Those are two very good least favorite parts of camp, I would imagine. That's great. Well, thank you for sharing that. This question is for both of you. Who or what were some of your sources of strength? What kind of got you through from March? Either a person or an activity?
You can go.
It was one of my friends. His name was Damon. It was one of my friends. He was like my best friend. He really helped me get through. I helped him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At camp?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And what about before camp, Tommy, when you weren't really supposed to be seeing that many people?
My mom and sister kind of helped me.
Nice. And how about you, Mom?
I just think what helped me was just to try to shield my kids actually from what was occurring, mm-hmm. and just to not pretend that it wasn't happening, but not to bring too much attention to them. And even though I wasn't sure what was going to happen or what the end result was going to be, I kept saying, you know, we're just going to get through this, you know, pretty soon we're going to be able to say this is behind us and that we have each other, and that, you know, I was working and we were lucky to have some of the normalcy that we had that maybe some people don't have. I had a job, my kids, you know, we still, even though virtual school was not the best scenario for anybody, we just got mm-hmm. through it, and we just, you know, we were still able to, you know, still go to school, or yeah. maybe some stopped going to school, but we just kept trying to, I think, just living day to day instead of trying to look towards, you know, too many days ahead, mm-hmm. just get through every day, feet on the ground, wake up, get through the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. And what made you feel, or when did you feel less strong? Was there like a moment during, since March, I guess, what was it, 13th, 11th-ish, that you felt less strong?
I would say I felt less strong almost the entire time, just because I wasn't really sure of what was gonna happen or what was coming down the road. Maybe less strong about not having things that I thought we may need. I remember there being a time where people were like, you know, go fill up your cars with gas and get all the things you needed from the store. And at first I was like, this cannot be reality. Mm-hmm. So I felt more defeated, not less strong, but just felt defeated about yeah. things that, you know, going to get gas and normal things that I had just got every day.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure to get them.
Did you have any trouble with the soap or toilet paper or hand sanitizer?
No, my husband comes from a law enforcement planner background,
mm-hmm.
Where we kind of, I'm not going to say we were fine, but we already kind of stockpile.
Yeah.
Probably already have those things in our house, like MREs and things that we've gotten made fun of a lot for having too many, you know, supplies of things. But
now
we were just like, see?
Now people are calling you, right?
Yep. They knew where to go. We weren't running to the store to get chicken or...
you had the bunker pre-pandemic.
We did. Like, we just kind of lived like that. Like, and... Yeah. I don't want to take away from other people who, you know, people felt that fear.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though we had it, you still feel some of that fear also.
Yeah.
That it could be taken away.
Absolutely. And Tommy, how about you? When did you feel less strong?
I don't really actually know. don't really know. Like, I'm trying to figure out even now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of time has gone by, right? Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Now, my kids tell me all the time how bored they are. Have you said to your mom and dad that you've been bored?
Just last night.
See that? A mother knows.
I was so bored.
That's what I hear every day. I'm bored. Ay, ay, ay.
Totally.
All right, Julie, I think you're in the second round.
All right. Well, on that vein of bored, Tommy, can you tell me some of those things that, you know, you kind of done to keep busy, especially when we did have that whole lockdown time and you couldn't leave the house or see anyone? What were some things that, you know, helped make you keep happy or made you feel happy during that time?
One of the things was that really helped me was playing outside. Like, sometimes when it was raining, playing inside with my sister, sometimes going on my iPad.
Do you remember building something back then? Like,
yeah, I built, like, some things.
Nice, goodness.
We built a lean-to.
Yeah, lean-to.
Oh, very cool. Did you do that? Did you do one in the house or outside?
Outside.
That's really awesome. Cool.
We did pillow forts here.
Oh, same kind of deal. It feels like a very long time ago when you're asking, you know, what we did then. It seems like, to me, I don't know to Tommy if it seems like it was that long ago, but it feels like forever. I mean, I forgot we did those things.
Mm-hmm.
At a weeding project. Remember we did the briar project?
Yeah.
We.
Our entire backyard is covered with cat claws.
Oh.
That's what they're called, by the way.
What are they?
Cat claws.
Cat claws?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that the beading project? I don't think I know what a cat claw is.
I don't either.
They're like these like weird like kind of like plants. The reason why they're called cat claws is because they have sharp, tiny things all over them. The plant just literally sticks to you. They also wrap trees and kill them.
Wow.
Kind of dangerous.
Did you learn that at camp?
Something new.
No. Learned it from my dad a long time ago.
Very cool.
Long time ago.
But also sounds very dangerous. Definitely don't want to get stuck in the cat claws.
Dangerous. Just today when I went to camp, one of my friends got stuck on one. Peel it off.
Ew. Oh, gosh. Well, I know those little ball things. We call them monkey balls.
Yeah,
those. But they're, like, bigger.
Those on me today.
Yeah, and you went to camp today, right?
Yeah, I had them on me today, and for some reason, I got them inside.
Oh, gosh. Well, and today it was raining where I was. Was it raining where you are?
Yeah, it was definitely raining. Bad.
Did you have to stay inside, or did you brave the... elements?
Like, it was like going on and off where I was.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
I hear you.
All I have to say.
Thanks, Tommy. So Krista, my next question is for you. What has, you know, kind of surprised you over these what seem like years but months during the pandemic? So what have been some things that have surprised you?
Knee-jerk reactions, maybe, just felt like a lot of people pulling the plug on things very quickly, or just jumping on negativity maybe too quickly. Not that it wasn't apparent what was happening, but just seemed like people, you know, around just jumping on the panic button, jumping on the panic wagon, rather than trying to pull back and maybe, you know, just take a breather for a second and you know, analyze what was happening before just made quick decisions too quickly, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what have been some of your greatest disappointments during this time?
People. people in general where I felt, in the past when there's been like a crisis or something that happened big that everybody felt, because obviously everybody felt this impact, whether it was the same feeling or a different feeling, I just felt that just disappointment in people maybe not coming together or wanting to be there for each other, trying to just reinvent the negativity that was going on or the panic in others.
Of course. Definitely. And I know, that you've touched on how it seems like that, being there for each other has been so scarce in this time. But Krista and Tommy, is there an act of kindness that you've done for someone else that stood out to you during this time, or that someone else has done for you that you can think of?
I mean, for me, like, I can say the complete opposite, that there were also people who did step up and who were there like all the time and didn't create that negativity and were supportive and willing to have a conversation about certain things. I could talk about our positive camp experience, that I felt that the camp really stepped up. We've gone to the camp in the past and we've been members, but my kids have gone to the camp, and I felt that everybody at the Y gave over 100% of their energy to try to make a really negative situation as best they could. I'm not just saying that.
No, thank you.
From my heart.
Of course. That's awesome. Anything for you, Tommy? Anything that I know you spoke about your best friend that's been helping you and supporting you, but is there any day at camp that, or even at school, right, that someone's done something for you or that you've done for someone else just to make the day a little bit easier?
One of the counselors at camp was really nice. Like, she like helped me with everything. She's just really nice in general.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That's great. So, Krista, what have been some of your main or most trusted sources of information as it relates to COVID-19? Like, where did you get your info from?
Not the news. So I actually removed myself at some point from the news, from Facebook, from social media, from all of those things. I don't even know where I like got my information. My husband, I removed myself from those things, relying on him and other people in our family that would, give us information. Not big on researching, sorry, I don't want to put myself out there, but, wasn't looking at the CDC or the numbers or the reports or what was really like happening. There was media and stuff like that would come across everywhere. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I didn't have a source that I went to for information. At my work, we were given obviously blast emails about information and what we should be doing or not doing or when we're coming back. So my work kept us very informed about mm-hmm. things that, we should or shouldn't be doing. I'm going to say probably my work, if I have to, my husband was on top of things. We have people who are in the health arena, who are in mm-hmm. the medical field. So we turned to those friends so they could give us firsthand knowledge mm-hmm. and my work, because I knew that what my work was putting out there was, obviously something I had to listen to or that I mm-hmm. could trust.
Yeah. And you mentioned, Krista, that you got off of social media and kind of, took a break. Can you talk more about, why and if you benefited from that kind of social media relief?
I definitely benefited, but you do lose out a little bit too, because that's where all of our information is today. So as much of a benefit as it was, you know, there was those two weeks or whatever that everything was shut down. So we're kind of close-knit family anyway, and I usually don't pick up my phone for social media, like, towards it, except for at the end of the night. But, you know, my husband and I, we were, like, laughing because we would do word searches and stuff like that. Like, I can't remember the last time I did a word search. So we were doing word searches or with the kids. And I just needed that break. I mean, I'm back on social media, but that's where I get all my sports information for with my daughter and, you know, all of our information from the Y, like from the school, from high school, like all those things come from social media outlets, Instagram, all of those. So, you know, you see the fun pictures on there and you see the good information on there also. I've learned to just scroll past, you know, negativity or, you know, opinions mostly. But sometimes opinions can help us too, because it can help us see a different way. So it's, you know, you have to, I guess it's just having a good filter of, you know, what I try to let in and stay in, or what I'm going to like let out.
Yeah. And so for the information that you did receive, did you act on any of that information? Like, did you do something differently that maybe you wouldn't have done had you not talked to your husband or to a friend or, you know, someone who was in the medical field or something like that?
Some of the things that the people from the medical field, I definitely listened to, you know, I remember specifically saying, don't take Advil, take Tylenol, you know, but then I remember going to the store and not being there. And I thought to myself, if that's something that we're really going to need, it's going to be there. So you try not to let that panic overcome you. So even though some of it was good information coming from the medical field, you know, people, I have nieces and sister-in-laws and stuff who are nurses, and we were trying to get that information from them and just keep that information, you know, as a helper, not as a negative. That we could use it, that we would know, like, where to go or, you know, how to benefit from it.
Yeah. So Tommy, I'm going to ask you a question. What were some of the things that you learned either at home or at camp or school about how to stay safe from the virus?
This is the exact opposite of what my mom said, but, I wake up really early, so and whenever I saw the TV on, the news was always on. So what I did is I just kind of tried to watch it, and then it kind of gave me some information. Like, for instance, like I knew that the coronavirus was, its weaknesses are hot, like water, and cold water.
Okay. Did you ever feel that it was too much to be watching? You know, I know the news was playing everything about COVID 24/7. Did you ever have to take a break, or did it ever make you scared? Or
yeah, I always had to take a break.
Yeah,
it's all over the place on TV.
Yes, that is true.
Like, there's like commercials. Yesterday, I just watched a commercial saying like, be safe. Keep yourself secure. I'm pretty sure that was for the start of the pandemic, not for the end. It's a pandemic.
And did you learn anything else on how to stay safe from the virus?
No, not really.
So this one is for both of you, this question. Did either of you have any conversations with healthcare providers or other service providers about COVID-19? And if so, what were those conversations like?
Actually, Tommy had a pediatrician appointment very early on when stuff was like really happening and people weren't going out or going to places. And I called the pediatrician and I was, you know, kind of just curious, should I keep his appointment? And she basically said, absolutely, you should keep his appointment. And she saw us, and she never had a crowded office anyway. So that's just how she operated. You know, she brought people in one at a time anyway. So, you know, we never went there and waited. So we kept the appointment, and I thought to myself, if the pediatrician thinks we need to go here, then we need to go here. And she would tell me otherwise if we didn't. And it was a well visit that he needed. So I'm very glad we kept that appointment. And she brought us in the front, and she said, if you're uncomfortable, I'll bring you out the back, even though there wasn't anybody there. And we had masks on, and
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What was the question?
That's okay. I just asked if you had any conversations with a healthcare provider, like your doctor or any other providers about COVID-19. And your mom was saying that you went to a well visit and you got to talk to your pediatrician.
Like in the middle of the pandemic, I had a cold. Like, I had a couple different effects. I went to see my doctor. Apparently, I had a, like, cold. It only lasted one day, thank God, because I had, like, I was, like, nauseous and weakness. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And that must have been really scary for you and for Mom, for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you checked that out, and they were able to help you with your symptoms and give you some advice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Krista, I wanted to ask you, this is kind of more broad to our state and community, but what do you think we could have done better in New Jersey as part of either the emergency response or just in kind of the day-to-day situation that we're in? What do you think we could have done better as a state or as communities?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Sorry.
That's a really tough one. Eliminate some panic. I think that it's an opinion. It's definitely my opinion. And that's like a fine line with a lot of people. Just my experiences, what I've saw, I have an elderly mom who, you know, I think we brought on too much panic, isolation, possibly to the elder community, elder population, with them specifically not understanding things. And we kept loved ones from them, told you know, us to not see them unless we had a mask and all these things. And that's really hard to explain to somebody, especially if they had a condition or they're just older and they're used to seeing people. I think that we kept children away from each other for too long, and you know, people not hugging each other, and I'm not saying, like, you know, you have to hug each other to, you know, to support each other, but I feel like all that was just taken away from people very quickly, and people didn't have the opportunity to you know, think about it. We took sports away from kids. We took livelihood away from everybody. We isolated people. I think that's probably the worst thing that we did. As a whole, everybody isolated, you know, people. But we were trying to follow what people told us to do. You know, case in point, I was going to the pediatrician for a well visit, and I thought to myself, I shouldn't be going there. And called the pediatrician, and, you know, she's like, what do you mean you're not going to come here? I'm a doctor. I, you know what I mean? So as soon as she said that, I was like, yeah, like, she would tell me, you know? But I think you just, people, like, I doubted everybody or what everybody was saying. You didn't know who to believe, who to turn to. Mm-hmm. I think that we could have done a better job of not isolating.
Thank you.
We took parks away from people. We did all kinds of things like that, like health, physical, you know, education that people needed, kids, school, like, those things were taken away that we love and we need. We thrive on them.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What about you, Tommy? What do you think, you know, if you were in charge, what do you think we could have done differently?
What I would have done is definitely stopped all the panic. Also, I would make sure people would, like, wear more masks, and still be able to, like, check on their, like, elderly. Definitely still be able to do that.
Yeah. Thank you both. And just as our last question for tonight, is there anything else that either of you would like to share that Marissa and I haven't asked?
I mean, I really would just like to bring home that camp was a saving element for us, for Tom, for our family, for even my daughter. You know, she would not, I bet you if the pandemic wasn't happening, she wouldn't probably have gone with me to pick him up. You know, I didn't like not driving to work every day, but the best part was that I got to take, you know, Tom to camp and pick him up. And, you know, I'm sure, like, you don't want to ask a million questions about camp, but our whole summer positive experience really was based on camp, and that normalcy was there, and that every single counselor and person I talked to on the phone, you know, they were smiling, and it was hot this summer, and counselors were smiling, and it was not easy. And the format that we had to follow, like when you drove up to camp, it all changed and it was all different. And I think like the first day, like I dropped him off, I was like, man, and I just kind of bawled. And I bawled because I was like, we're living like this trailer of people dropping off a kid, standing in a hula hoop, taking a temperature, but they were following the rules. They were doing what they could. And then like that emotion turned into just like happy that he would get in the car and, you know, we weren't signed up for all those weeks. And he would say, can I sign up for another week? I think we did a total of 9 weeks. And, you know, wow. I just think that was for us, it was game changing for him. It was changing the person as a human being. The counselors followed the rules. There were really little kids there. And I know that little kids being there was different this year. They brought on little kids and I saw counselors like hug a little kid. And I was like, the world's not bad, you know, like we can hug people and that's okay because little 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds, they need that. Mm-hmm. That was their everything. And me to see that was my everything. I mean, I think I texted a couple people and I was like, the world is not ruined right now. Mm-hmm. Like if you people should see this stuff going on, and he would, you know, put his hand sanitizer on, he'd get out of the car. It was just like, it became norm for him. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that really, you know, that's the whole idea of this. Yeah. Is things that camp did to make things right. And I know that it probably wasn't easy. they had lunch, you know, they were able to figure it out. They were able to serve people. Mm-hmm. Right, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you both had that experience and that the Y was able to be there for you during this time.
I mean, we were too. We couldn't say it enough. I, you know, don't know anybody who's at the Y. I do now. You know, I actually, every time I saw a college kid, I would say stuff to them and they're like, you know, it's not just, you know, they would say thank you, but this is our life. This is helping us right now. He's helping us. Cause I basically was like, you're putting smiles on everybody's faces. Mm-hmm. And as a college kid, you know, it probably wasn't easy for them. Yeah. As an adult, it probably wasn't easy for them, but they continued. And I don't know. I can't say enough. I really can't.
Well, now you're part of the Y family and you know us now too. Yeah. So.
And I did use social media for that, to spread the word for that. So as much as a negative social media can be, I think if we all turn off the negativity and just try to focus on the positive that is out there, because that is where I, you know, you can find the positive also.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Tommy, thank you too for taking time and sharing your COVID experience with us.
I actually have something to share. This is like when the first day I went to school, like I was really paranoid. I knew most of the people there, but I had YMCA like after school, And the counselors were really nice. They helped everyone. Like on the first day, they helped me make this. It's like a little hedgehog.
Oh, he's so cute.
What's his name, Tommy? I love him.
Octavius.
Amazing.
That's perfect. And you'll always have that. Those are your hands, right? I'm assuming. Is that your handprint?
He's going to put it back on the bulletin board.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you for sharing that, Tommy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So this is the end of our recording. So I'm going to stop recording unless there's anything else that you wanted to say or share.
Nope, just thank you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for reaching out.
Absolutely.